AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Launch from the Baikonur launch pad in Kazakhstan tonight, an unmanned Russian cargo ship headed to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, turbo pumps up to flight speed, maximum thrust, and liftoff.
The Progress M28M ship is now safely en route to the station. Space station crew is anxiously awaiting that cargo after the successive failures of two previous supply missions. Authorities say a man with a rifle killed two people outside a Northern California store. A stray bullet wounded a customer. Under arrest is 32-year-old John Noonkester. The shootings happened in the gated Lake California community, 130 miles north of Sacramento. Deputies found a 29-year-old woman and 53-year-old man dead outside the store. A witness says they were the gunman's ex-wife and her father. The U.S. says a drone strike has killed another Islamic State leader.
The Pentagon says a strike more than 2 weeks ago killed Tariq Bintahar al-Ani al-Harzi. Captain Jeff Davis calls him a senior Islamic State leader who'd been responsible for moving fighters and weapons from Libya to Syria and says al-Harzi's death will hurt the group's foreign fighter flow. Davis says al-Harzi also coordinated suicide bombing attacks in Iraq. The Treasury Department had slapped economic sanctions on al-Harzi last year. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
BP has agreed to provide billions of dollars in new money to five Gulf Coast states in a deal the company says would bring its full obligations to an estimated $53.8 billion. Matt Rota with the Gulf Restoration Network says the settlement is less than what's needed.
So good, great way to jumpstart coastal restoration, but this is not going to, like, okay, check off that box, Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, restored now.
This is AP Radio News. Three more bodies have been recovered from a ferry that capsized in choppy waters in the central Philippines, raising the death toll to 38, 15 still missing. Coast Guard spokesman Armand Balillo says they don't know what caused the ferry to overturn.
We're just focusing first on the search and rescue, and then we will start the investigation.
An explosion at a chemical plant in South Korea has killed six workers. Fire officials say the victims were doing welding work when the blast tore down a waste storage facility. Google's new image recognition program misfired badly this week. It identified two black people as gorillas. Albie Brown is co-founder of a software engineering school for people of color. He says the glitch is a reminder even the most intelligent machines still have a lot to learn about human sensitivity.
I was definitely disappointed because I believe this is a symptom of the lack of diversity in Silicon Valley as a whole.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.